Open your hymnals, please, to hymn 579, and we're going to sing two stanzas at the beginning and two at the end. We'll begin with stanzas 1 and 3. Days until the presidential election, and the United States is overflowing with vituperation, bitter and abusive language. At the time of an election, it is to be expected that political parties are going to be opposing one another, antagonistic, with five parties eligible for the ballot in Wisconsin, we expect there's going to be quite a bit of vituperation. That's the way of the world. But it seems to be a little bit worse this time around. Of course, each party wants to win the election. It's to be expected that each will criticize the other, criticize their positions, their policies. However, such venomous language, what's up with that? Where does such hatred come from? Perhaps it's a sign of the moral deterioration in our country. Are there any ethical standards anymore? Any religious barriers holding people back? Slowly but surely, the people of the nation are removing God from their thinking and from their speaking and from their actions. Listen to this from the prophet Daniel. Blessed, or praise, be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. If only people would realize that it is not political parties that decide who's going to be president. It's not even the voters. It is God. He is the one who raises up kings and removes kings, who removes presidents and raises up presidents. The next president of the United States has already been selected. The candidates will have their debates. The pundits will make their declarations. Students will discuss candidates. Voters will ponder what they hear on TV. And then they will go to the polls and vote. But imagine if we would leave the future of our nation in the hands of human beings. It's the Lord alone, as Daniel says, who has the wisdom and the might to govern the earth, and it is his earth. Yes, he uses people. He uses their thoughts, their debates, their votes, and he makes all of this to serve his purpose. And what is that purpose? You're very familiar with it. It's to bring the people, his people, into that kingdom which is eternal in the heavens. And to do this, he changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. Now, the greatest of these secret things is the plan of salvation for sinners. No one would know anything about this if God didn't reveal it to us. You just have to look at the religions of the world. None of them has even suggested that God would send his Son into the world to bear the punishment for the sins of mankind. None of them except for Christianity. And as we look at our nation, we are struck by the words of Jeremiah, "Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord, so what wisdom do they have?" Half the people in this country, 163 million people, have little or no religious life. Imagine that. We dare not leave it to sinful men to determine the future of our nation. They do not have the purpose of the Lord in mind. If they did, they would not be killing babies. They would not be despising marriage. They would not be approving of the LGBTQ and whatever lifestyles. They would not be trying to outlaw the preaching of certain doctrines of the Bible. They would not be spewing out venomous words at each other. They would not be dumping all sorts of evil on the internet. But that's the way it is. The question is that the way we are? Are we being caught up in this whirlwind of godlessness that is sweeping across our country? God help us to see and understand that the kingdom is the Lord's and he rules over the nations. God help us to see and to believe that the heart of the king, the heart of the president, is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. God help us to see and pray for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. God help us to see and give thanks that the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And God has shown us his covenant, his secret. He tells us, "My Son died for you. Your sins are forgiven. You are now and forever citizens of heaven. Everything I do in this nation and throughout the world, though you may not see it, see how it works, it will work out for your good. Believe me," says the Lord. We close with him, verses 2 and 4 of hymn 579.
Judgments from thy heavy hand, thy dreadful power display. Yet mercy spared the guilty land, and still we live to pray. O turn us, turn us, mighty Lord, convert us by thy grace. Then shall obey thy word and see again.